There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressida. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. That was amazing.
It's me, Vicky Hanlon, and you know me by my catchphrase. I'm a fucking idiot.
My catchphrase. How did you know? You said you'd never listened before.
Go to my page on redbubble.com/dumbcunt and buy my shirt. All proceeds go to charity, which is what I call my bank account.
Well, it's true. I don't have a day job at the moment, so I do need the money. So I am a charity. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for plugging my stuff already. It's very nice of you.
I think you mean plugging my stuff. It's me, husky-voiced Vicky Hanlon, and that's the intrepid high tones of our guest today, Timothy Allen Clark. Tim Allen, that's me.
Oh, my God.
I am so very grateful that I didn't have to do your intro because you just did your intro for me. So
yeah,
that
that's right. This isn't one of those podcasts where the intro is the sound check and then we...
Yep, it is now.
It is?
It's wow. Happened. Here we are. We're in the podcast.
This sounds like a really bad podcast and I would know. It's me, Vicky Hanlon.
Vicky Hanlon, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for joining us, Vicky.
That's okay.
My name is Emily Tressida, as you know, because we are partners.
It's the role you were born to play.
It fits me like a glove. Thank you so much for always being so kind and lovely to me, Vicky.
It's all a mask. It's all a mask. I'm a real... B-I-T of a cunt.
Tim?
Yes, Emily.
You've done this. You did this to us.
The ironic thing is Vicky continuing this beyond the point of it being funny or recognizable as a joke is a very Tim thing to do.
That's
in the
true.
First
place.
See? All right, let's break the walls down. It's me, Tim.
What?
It was me the whole time.
Tim, thanks so much for joining us on Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Thank you so much for having me here on Comedy Gems.
Stand up and chimp cop.
Timothy Allen Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what?
It's a very strong name.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should go by Tim Allen, really. I mean, why wouldn't you?
If I could do it over again, I'd like to... Sorry to get... comedy talking straight away.
Oh, please.
That's the only way I'll talk. Sorry to get to... I like to be addressed as... Not addressed.
only address me as.
Yeah. Sir, or your highness.
Perfect.
If my name's on a poster or advertised somewhere, I prefer Timothy because there's another famous Tim Clark.
As someone who makes those posters, I'm aware.
Yeah. I sometimes get, very occasionally get tweeted at people thinking I was the Tim Clark in the 80s in the UK.
Ooh.
And I like to have a bit of fun with that. But if I could do it all over again, Timmy Clark.
Yep.
That's the way to go.
Timmy Clark.
Mm.
Great.
Timmy Clark. It's got a good ring to it. There's not going to be anyone else blocking up the pipes with Timmy Clark bullshit. No, that's the way to go. Plus, it's got a jovial... youngness to it, like an innocence.
I think it almost sounds like a cartoon character, and I'm 100% on board. I actually hate it. I'm so glad. I want to burn it, actually.
Well, Timmy's going to shoot you in the face with this big old bazooka I bought from Acme Corporations. Oh, no, it's filled with banana peels. See, this is the kind of shit that Timmy can get away with.
That's true.
And I'm actually very grateful that Timmy isn't a real thing.
People hear Timothy, can I start? And they always want me to consolidate their car finance.
It's so true. You do seem like someone that will consolidate my car finance. Mm. Hey, Timothy, I don't have a car. And
I'm trying to sell mine.
Easy.
Would you like to buy my car, Emily?
No. Thank you.
Fuck.
I don't need it. Mm. I can walk and tram and fly.
That's why I'm trying to sell my car, because I can fly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Tim Earthy. Can I call you Timmy? Timmy.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm going to credit you that. So I make a lot of posters. Can I credit you?
All right,
you?
We all get it, man. You can fly, you make a lot of posters.
Yeah. That's my two day jobs.
Man.
Can I start crediting you as Timmy Clark?
Yeah, right.
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
I was just going to bring up that time.
It has to be Lil Timmy.
Yeah, okay, fine.
L-I-L apostrophe Timmy.
Yeah, no, obviously. Yeah. That's what
Lil
I was...
Lil Tim.
Yeah, good.
E.
Yeah.
Lil
if Timmy. You have space for a subtitle... Bad widow boy.
All right.
If you could Photoshop a sailor's cap onto me as cool. well.
In like 4 weeks' time, you're hosting my gig. Mm-hmm. That is what you're getting credit as.
Merry Christmas to me.
It is the Christmas show.
Mm.
So
all right.
I'm excited.
Let's get down to brass tacks. I pay too much tax on my brass. How can I deal with this? No, we have we're talking about stories.
Who is this guy? He comes in.
It's like
bloody.
He should have his own podcast. And
I think...
I feel like I should.
Yeah.
I think maybe. Mm. I mean, not definitely, but maybe. Maybe.
Definitely, but maybe.
Definitely,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Vicky... Average album by Oasis? Yes.
Yes. Mm. Definitely. I don't know. I don't know. I just made a weird... Anyway, it's fine. Vicky, do you have a story to bring to this here podcast?
So I didn't until about 2 hours ago. And then I made content happen, guys. I made it happen.
Life.
Yeah. I got Vox Pop today by someone that yes. I am aware of who they are. They asked
a
me
friend,
to...
A friend, would you say? A friend.
So let's not go that far.
I would
is
say
Vox
a friend.
Pop what you refer to as just having a chat with a friend in the street? I don't think that's a Vox
yeah,
Pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I met up with a friend, had a chat, and now it's going to be on the radio.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty cool. Do we want to say who it is?
No.
Do we want to say a better radio station?
A better radio station?
Yeah.
Like a higher process, rating one?
Process
or
of elimination. If we say enough, we can figure out where they're from.
Like a higher rating radio station or like better quality? What do you want?
Both.
I don't think there is a better quality radio station.
All right, let me
we know
let,
who it is.
I think I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Does this radio station
yes.
rock footy?
It definitely does not rock footy.
Okay.
Any
well,
other
there
guesses?
We go.
No.
That was my one question.
No other guesses?
Does this radio station have all the greatest hits of the 80s, 90s, noughties and now?
Definitely not. Definitely does not.
All right. It's a dying medium.
It is.
I can't pick up any of the other taglines.
Oh no. They do.
Is this one? Does this one have three initials and then has another one with only two initials?
It does.
Okay.
They do love music. That's correct.
Okay.
Anyway,
I mean, for someone that didn't want to tell us, she really went and told us.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. They were doing Vox Pops at a university today.
Okay.
On university holidays.
Well, now we have to guess what university you go to.
Doesn't,
all right.
I don't, well, that was a, okay, so that's the thing. I don't go to uni.
Is it an anagram for trim?
Yes. Well done.
Yeah.
This is so fun. It's like, yeah, I love it.
Anyway, I don't go to uni, but that was the point. There were no uni students there because it's university holidays.
That's been an awful Vox Pop if they're
yeah.
calling you up.
Well, I just happened to be in the city and my friend messaged me and was like, hey, can you come and help?
All right.
I was like, yeah, sure, I can do that. So I got to pretend to be a university student complaining about mature age students today.
Did you change your voice?
I don't know. Like,
did
maybe,
you just do it just then? Did maybe, you just change it just then?
Yeah. Maybe I kind of went up a
she
little bit.
She started chewing bubblegum and twirling a pigtail just like, what is O? And then she's dabbing.
What's, hang on. No,
so
I
you were
know.
Complaining about mature age students.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to reveal this on the podcast, but you are would be
I would be considered a mature age student.
You're
that's correct.
A 43-year-old woman. You would be a mature age student. Were you
years.
Pretending to also be... your age now
no.
and being on the side of mature age
nah.
students, but you were meant to be a young woman.
Yeah.
Let's pick a very young age, 32.
My actual age.
That's, I nailed it.
He really did. I saw it, like, it was a little like glistening in his eye. He's like, I've crushed this. This is so good. A young woman, get it? Oh.
Well, you call
imagine
a twinkle 32. In your eye. I call hesitating because I can't remember. So you're pretending to be like an 18, 19-year-old kid just like,
I
these
said
old
I was,
fogies.
I said I was in a second year, so what's that, 19 or 20
yeah,
probably?
Okay.
Probably 20.
Mm-hmm.
These old
once
farts.
Once you've had a gap year, probably 20.
Yeah.
These old farts, they're coming off their high from Woodstock.
Yeah.
They're coming over like, here.
Yeah, maybe like 20 years ago, yeah.
Yelling shit, racist shit on a bus, texting whilst at arm's length away.
Yeah, looking down
you know,
their
other
nose.
Other things that old people do.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Other
like,
things.
Listen to the bloody radio. Got you, Kiss FM.
Smooth. Yeah, so I pretended to be a second year politics student because once upon a time in my life, I was a second year politics student.
Okay.
And I complained about a person that I vividly remember from my second year politics.
What was their name?
His.
Their name.
Name.
I don't know why I assumed it was a girl. No, fuck those annoying mature age students.
Yeah, I actually had like
very
a really...
Very sexist of you to assume this annoying person was a woman.
It was actually very sexist. I apologize. Mm.
No,
classic
I,
female brain of yours.
Yeah.
Now moving on.
Fuck. Classic. Yeah, good one.
There was There's a really old lady that was in that class. She was about 90, so I guess she's dead now.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm old. It's been a long time since I was in uni. But she was like,
old.
Yeah, exactly. But she went back to uni after her husband died because she just never got a chance to go to uni. So at 90 years old, she went and got an arts degree.
Fuck yeah. What
How
a legend.
Fucking incredible is that?
And now you're sitting here.
No, I wasn't complaining about her. Okay. I was complaining about another guy who would have probably been in his... I'm guessing mid-40s at the time.
Okay.
Who would just sit up the front and constantly
Nerd.
Just... Yeah, I know, right? What the fuck?
People are a piece of shit.
Imagine bettering your life at 40. Fuck off.
Let's beat him up.
But this guy would just constantly... He basically may as well have had his arm up the entire lecture.
Ugh.
So, thank you. Ugh. So that was the person I complained about, not the sweet 9-year-old lady who was...
Bless her.
You know, having fun in her twilight years.
What a sweet angel.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
So your voice changed. So let's like relive a bit of it. So what was your name? Did you have a name?
No, we didn't go into names. It's fine.
Okay. Hello, young student from this university that shall not be named. So we're here today talking about mature age students.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's your experience been with mature age students?
Oh my God. There's two in my class at the moment and one of them is so annoying. Sit up the front and they just like have their hand up the whole time and ask the most inane questions. Like, I'm doing second year politics at the moment and this guy doesn't even know how the government works yet. How is that possible?
Now, if I may interject, would you describe these elderly people as the 100 emoji or not?
Definitely not.
Ooh,
so
that
not.
That does not sound fire.
They are so unlit.
Ooh.
It's not funny.
Someone should replace that light bulb. Here's the newest from Katy Perry.
Aw. Can't wait till we get our radio gig.
Katy Perry will be there.
Yeah,
man. Okay, great. And so, well, that sounds fun.
They said,
and, like, deceptive.
He said, do you have any advice that you can give mature age students? And I said, yeah, just shut up. So hopefully that gets edited in and goes on the radio, which is very exciting. Me telling middle-aged people to shut up.
Old enough to be a mature-age student, telling mature-age students to
shut up.
Beautiful. It's very deceptive, Vicky.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, wait a minute, that was Vicky the whole time? I thought...
Yeah.
I thought the cast of Stranger Things had walked in.
I watched that for the first time ever last
Yeah.
night.
Oh, okay, so I thought... Have you seen it, Tim?
Like half of the first season.
Oh, Tim.
It's okay.
Anyway.
I prefer the Monster Squad. Now that is an 80s set film.
Timothy Clark, is that you?
Yeah, it's a ragtag group of kids fighting monsters. I reckon it's better than Stranger Things.
Well, I'll have to watch... What did you call it?
The Monster Squad.
The Monster
Squad. It was made
squad.
In the 80s, so they say a bunch of slurs.
Oh,
but hey, besides
no.
that, it's all good.
Great. Well, I'm going to watch it to just get angry at that now.
Ah, oh, it's a simpler time. 1988, we didn't know better.
Mm.
I mean,
wasn't born.
Come on, fill in that blank.
Wait.
Neither was I.
Oh,
we
I
weren't born.
Mm. I was... Oh, starting school in Japan in 88.
All right, you've been
in 1988.
Japan,
yeah, 2 years before I was meant to start actual school.
So that's right, you studied it in Japan.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like after uni or something.
No, like started school, like literally.
She is the 9-year-old mature age student.
Okay.
No. Like I lived in Japan when I was a tiny child and started school over there and then came back here.
Baby. Talk about that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway,
thank God that's a boring story.
It is. I was like, we don't have to talk about that. It's fine.
Who wants to hear about Japan? Let's talk more about when you were almost on the radio.
Yep. Almost on the radio.
Now, Amy, you got a story.
Oh,
for
look
us?
At he's even hosting this now.
I
kind
of like
it.
I'm not gonna lie, it's really hot today, so I'm just like you host it.
It
Tim.
Is.
Nah, I'm all right. I'm gonna sit back and relax now. In fact, I'm gonna turn this chair around and talk about my new favorite comedian. His name's Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Press stop, Emily.
So,
press stop.
Yeah, let's strap in for this one, guys.
All right, here we go.
So you've been talking about for the last few weeks.
Yes.
You've been
Anyone
talking
that,
about.
Has tuned in to the podcast, downloaded, I don't know, been on a tram, a bus. I don't know where you listen to this podcast, guys, but I'm sure it's somewhere very exciting.
Hopefully there's someone that listens like as they're trying to sleep. I listen to podcasts when I'm trying to sleep.
I feel like this would not be the
no,
right...
No, no, no. Okay, so I have a lot of friends that do podcasts, and I specifically cannot listen to any of my friends' podcasts before I go to sleep because it's fucking weird. So, but then last night...
Sounds like she listens to you when she goes to sleep.
No!
Too.
Sick.
Yeah, no, but like, so I was listening to it...
Through
like
a hole in the wall. It's weird.
I was listening to like an international podcast, of which I do not know the people that make it, and then it finished and it went into another podcast of which a friend of mine was on, and I was like... And it like jolted me out of my sleep. And I was like, what the fuck are they doing? Oh, no, it's the podcast. I can't deal with this.
I don't know how you listen to a podcast before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's kind of like white noise.
It's not, though. It's people speaking.
White noise does sound like every podcast coming out of Melbourne at the
moment.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, as someone who makes like two of them. Mm. Yep.
Whoa. He's up turbo.
Tell us your story.
Yeah. So
this is the ongoing saga.
Yes. Of Emily's trip to Nepal.
Okay.
Because we've been speaking about it before I went away. It's for my birthday. We speak about an activity that shall not be named.
Happy birthday. Ugh.
Thank you so much. Bless you. You are a sweet angel. Vicky, please stop throwing up into the microphone. I've actually been to Nepal now.
Great.
I've been and I've gone. And this is the first podcast we're recording since I've been back from that lovely country.
Yeah, the country. I'm not. I don't have a problem with the country.
I'm glad.
That's country news. Seems looking.
I think Vicky's just being sick, and we're just like, oh yeah, pull the other one, Vicky. I'll vomit more
anyway,
blood up.
Tell us your yoga story, Em.
Oh, it's not really a yoga story.
Okay, cool. I'm on board. There we go.
It was a great time. Mm-hmm. I spent 10 days in an ashram in like a small.
What is an ashram?
It's like a. I guess it's like a communal like home.
That sounds horrendous.
Okay. Where like everyone stays there and you kind of like pull your weight, you do the dishes. And
communism.
Help.
You said it was a commune.
Yeah.
That's close.
Yeah.
I mean, the word sounds...
Hang on. sidebar, Your Honor.
yeah. And so I had like there was a schedule from like 5 a.m. till like 8 p.m. And you would do like yoga and meditation and...
All right.
It's pretty cool.
How long were you over there for?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And I was at the ashram for 10 days. And then I spent 5 days in Kathmandu. And I just...
Tell Tim about your foot.
Yes.
Fuck. God damn it.
Very, very good. Very good.
I may not be fully caught up in this podcast. I'm assuming that joke has been made every single time the words Kathmandu have...
No, Tim.
That or the phrase "Catman don't."
Oh God,
that is more
that
like
has,
yeah. That's
Catman
definitely,
don't has definitely been.
I think I'm
up.
Suddenly a father now.
Oh,
anyway,
<no.
laughs> the 4 days. Well, Vicky, as you like to bring up and then make me feel like a piece of shit about.
I gotta say, guys,
that's what I do.
I think we're doing really good at getting back into the rhythm. I don't think that people are going to realize that we had to stop for like 20 minutes to replace the batteries. I just want to say shout out to you two pros. Nailing it. Smooth Nanu 1.5.
I just want to say I don't know. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. What does matter is the 4 days I spent in silence on a mountain in Nepal.
Emily Tresidder, stand-up comedian, podcaster, and...
exceptional human being.
Mm. An all-around loudmouth.
There we go. I spent 4 days in complete
what
silence.
What is she, my mother-in-law?
are you his mother-in-law?
Yeah, actually I am.
Fuck.
Right.
Yes.
Your daughter's lovely.
She is. as a child, bit of a larrikin, but she's really grown into her own.
I can
see
that.
I'll say.
anyway.
I don't want to continue this riff at all.
Oh, have I made you feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so 4 days.
But yes. What did she... So you took a vow of silence for 4 days,
yes.
Right? No talking allowed.
Yes.
But what did you do on all of those 4 days?
I text Vicky.
Is that considered cheating?
Yeah,
no.
It is, right? Surely that's cheating.
No, it's not, because then writing in a journal would be cheating. And,
is that
and
allowed?
I was,
no,
I don't know. And
but
I was
no,
still
but that's not communicating
with people,
someone
non-verbally.
Else.
I was still communicating with people non-verbally. So I was still actually like interacting with everyone else in the ashram because everyone else was talking. I was the only one in silence. Mm. So I was still communicating with everyone there as well. Just non-verbally. So there are ashrams I know of and like places I know of where the vow of silence is like everyone's silent. You can't even look at other people's eyes. Like there's no eye contact, blah, 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 blah.
That seems
this
intense.
Was definitely not that like kind that. Of vow of silence. No. Mm-hmm. And like people had done
people
it before me.
People were talking.
Me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was real bad.
I didn't speak, but people had done it before me and they'd broken it. And they just go back into silence once they broke it.
Well, that's not a vow of silence. That's just not talking for a bit.
The place that
I... You should try it.
I'm having a vow of silence right now.
I have them quite often.
You're having it right now.
Fuck off. It was 4 days that I didn't speak. And I'm actually... You know what? No, fuck off. Because I'm actually really proud of myself. Because there were so many moments. As you know, I'm a loud mouth.
Yes.
As you very rightfully pointed out. And I
thank you for backing me up on that, Tim.
Yeah.
There were two instances when I was like so proud of myself. One, and I didn't speak the whole time. And which is a long, extended vow of silence,
yeah.
considering that we've all done one in the last 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. But
I agree. Oh, fuck. God, I've gone for four.
There were two moments. One moment was when I was in the room that I was staying with a bunch of other people and a girl in the room picked up a bug in a tissue to like take it outside and let it out of our room. And as soon as she...
You're like, bitch, that's my bug. Put it down.
Yeah.
I named him.
Yeah, exactly. That's my pet. You... Anyway.
That's Ringo.
Nice. Good.
But I didn't say anything because it wasn't my pet, but she picked it up. And the second that she picked it up, it started glowing. Was a glowworm. And it was like the coolest thing I've ever seen. It was like bright green, like glow.
Mm.
This tiny little, and it was in her hand and it was like so amazing. And all I wanted to do was be like, oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. But instead I just like contorted my face in a really weird way and said nothing.
We call that a smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so that was one. And the other one was like a few days into it. I hadn't spoken in ages and I was in the shower and it was like an outdoor shower and I was having a shower at like 6 a.m.
We call that rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was about 6 a.m. and I was in there and it was like, as I said, outside. So you just kind of close this like sort of steel door to the outside, which is like in a valley. So it's just like open air. Anyway, close the door and I was having a shower and I was like washing my hair. And as I was like shampooing my hair, this giant rat ran from underneath this big laundry sort of like bucket and like ran like out to my feet, and whereby I usually would be like, oh my God, or like scream or like be like, fuck or whatever.
Mm.
Literally nothing. Like not a single noise. I just like looked at it, acknowledged it was there, opened the door and was like, gestured for it to get out.
Wow.
Surely, and I don't know the bylines and the laws of vow of silence, surely an involuntary
scream. Yeah.
Well, this is what
wouldn't
I'm saying.
Wouldn't count, right?
Well, it probably wouldn't. Texting doesn't.
Yeah, I reckon if texting doesn't count, a scream of fright's probably fine.
Yeah, but this is my thing, though. I didn't even, because I had been silent for so long, I didn't even think to make a noise. Okay. Like, it wasn't.
So what would you do now, like if a rat ran across your feet now?
I'd probably be like, oh, like, I don't know. I'd gasp maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It'd have to happen.
That's my reaction.
Fall into a fainting couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Talk about your stars and garters.
Yeah. But I don't know. It kind of like the way that it happened, it kind of like the more silent I was, the more silent I was. Like I just didn't.
So like,
and even my mind became more silent. I've told this story to, I think, Vicky before, and maybe you before.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't spoken for 2 days. Your mind is constantly like talking, you know, like you'd be sitting there listening to someone else's chat and you'd be like, oh my God, can't believe they said that or whatever. Mm. But then 2 days into it, I was on this very long walk, like walking up this really steep hill, and it had been about an hour and a half since we left the ashram. And just sort of in a split second, I realized I hadn't thought anything for the whole hour and a half. Like my mind had just been silent the entire time.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was so trippy because I was like, oh my gosh, like, my not speaking verbally meant that my mind had also become really quiet as well, which was crazy.
Whilst you were wondering, so was your mind.
Wondering, not wondering.
I get it.
Oh, yeah. That
the
also
look,
works as
the
well.
Look on her face then was just like, what?
No, it was more like, don't undermine me. That was more the look.
Oh, sorry, I misread the look.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, well, fine.
That's great.
Yeah, okay. It was pretty great. I can get on board with the silent mind. Like, mindfulness is a good thing. I like that.
Yeah. And then...
I disagree. More caffeine, more thoughts.
Yeah.
If anyone's trying...
constantly go, go, go.
If anyone's trying to get to sleep while listening to this, you got bills to pay.
Oh, no.
You got an assignment or work project coming up that you need to do.
Tim, don't do this to our listeners, please.
I hate them all.
They are very loyal, beautiful people.
Yeah, we have some really lovely, adorable listeners. Adorable.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Yes. We do have some adorable listeners.
We do. I'm thinking of one in particular.
Who?
Me.
Yeah,
I'm a Tim. Bad little boy.
Look at that face.
You admitted to not listening to the Noxy podcast. Obviously, you've listened to all the others.
All of the other ones. You just haven't listened to
his. My blood
feud
with Adam Nox continues into the podcast world.
That's fair. Mm. Yeah.
Perfect. But yeah, that was my story. Nice. I went to Nepal.
Mm.
Yes.
And cheated a silence thing.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Vicky.
Straight
up.
I didn't really remember that I was supposed to bring a story, but...
Even though it was literally the one thing I told you to do.
I don't listen to instructions.
True. He never does.
I live by the beat of my own drum. You know? That's what Lil Tim
Clark's
all
guitar.
About. I found this out, and I don't know if I want to bring it up on a podcast, because this lives on the internet forever, but I was talking to my girlfriend the other day.
Emily's daughter.
Yep. I don't want to continue with this.
Not my daughter.
Not your daughter.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
If there's one thing I want everyone to know, it's not your daughter.
Perfect.
She's on not to be your mum. Makes no sense. We were talking and we had... Listen, I don't want to get crass.
Oh,
I don't
want
to get crude. The topic of bathrooms had come up.
Okay.
Right? She was asked... I was going to the toilet and she asked me, you gonna do a shit? That's what happens when you're a year and a half into a relationship.
Yeah, I know your girlfriend, and that feels exactly like something she would say.
Yeah, she's great. Love her.
Yeah.
And the topic of a bathroom behavior had been broached or breached. One of the
no.
two.
Was she like in the bathroom when she asked you, "Are you gonna do a shit"?
No, she was on. She was sitting near me as I was walking
away.
Away.
Right. Righto. Okay.
Out of the door.
Yeah.
And into. Single bachelor life. I went to the toilet and she brought this up. And I want to see if you guys think this is a strange thing.
Okay.
Right? It's about a man going to a toilet. She talked about her ex, right? Who I've heard a lot about in the past.
Oh, no.
Right? I
cool
know
dude or?
Sounds like an all right dude.
Okay. Right? Okay.
I'm going to meet him at a wedding coming up.
Okay.
Fun.
Yeah. I think he earns a lot more than me. And they were together for a lot longer than we are.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're at the beginning, though.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You got Moxie. You'll be fine, kid.
Yeah. If you were to compare us on paper.
Burn the papers.
Better, he's doing better
yeah,
than
don't
me,
worry.
Right?
Don't, nah.
I found this out. When he goes to the toilet, I'm not going to name names or cast dispersions. I'm going to put it out there on the table. I'm going to hear the actual reactions. When he goes to the toilet, okay. You know, if he's got to do a number one. He'll do number one.
Okay.
He's not above that.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't...
I'm glad he's not above
yeah,
that.
He doesn't
good.
Just inhale good. Into his own body.
Excellent.
Like sperm after a vasectomy.
Oh, no.
Right?
Wait,
when
is that
when
what
he
happens?
Has to do number two, he's a common guy. He lets one drop out. He's fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
When he has to go to the toilet for a one and a two...
Okay.
He does the one...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flushes, then sits down, does the two.
I didn't even know that that was like possible. Well, I mean, is that possible? I didn't know you could do that.
Okay, well, because we're women.
Men stand up while we pee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get
sorry
that.
To
I get
break
that.
That.
Oh, actually, that would probably be like more like... You could separate the two a little easier,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
I should point
for
out,
definitely.
Her
yeah.
ex-boyfriend was a boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I understand, but it does... No, it seems weird.
Thank you.
Yeah. It does seem weird.
Of course it's weird.
Yeah.
Because don't... I mean, I'm not a dude, so it's hard for me to know, but don't dudes, when they go for a number two, they just sit down and then they, like, do the two and the one, just kind of like...
Well, if there's a one backed up in the system, let rip, sister.
Yeah. But like when women go to the toilet, it's just whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, we don't really get an option. It's just whatever's gonna happen happens. Yeah.
All right, I'm learning a lot about the female form. Yeah. All I know about dudes is if we're peeing, we're standing up, Probably looking at some monster trucks on our phone.
Yeah, obviously. That's what dudes
so
do.
So when you pee, you stand up, and when you shit, you sit down. So actually,
fuck, she's got us meant for it. Fuck.
Wait, so what's the normal way of doing it?
Just
the more normal way is if you got to do both, you sit down.
Yeah, like what we do, right? Yeah, also that's weird. That's like it's like he's indecisive about whether he's actually.
I think he's very decisive. I think this guy's made a decision.
Well, it's like he gets surprised by shit every time. No, it's like he gets surprised. So he goes to the toilet. He's like, oh, I just need to do number one.
Oh,
and then he's like, oh, shit, no. I need to. Yeah. And then he's like, I don't like it.
Did they discuss it? Like, was it a discussion they had? Or did she just one day, like, witness him?
Yeah. I was like, how do you bring that up? Because it's like, how do you know? You don't know, like, when someone, like, sits or stands when they wipe, right? That's not, like, a discussion that people often.
Someone recently told me about someone that was talking about...
Claire Sullivan, future guest of the podcast, once asked on Facebook not too long ago, what do you do?
I was like, I've definitely talked about this. Right, okay. So did they discuss it?
I don't know how the issue was broached or breached, but all I know is she mentioned it and I can't stop thinking about it.
So,
he's a fucking psycho. So, that's the fucking weirdest thing I've ever heard.
So when
that
you
is
meet
not the
him,
weirdest thing you've ever heard.
When you meet,
all right,
him,
a race ahead was, but this is second.
When you meet him, is that the first thing you're going to ask?
100%.
Yeah, great.
What is? How do you? How does one?
Hey, Timmy Toosie's over here.
I feel like meeting.
I'm going to shake his hand, leave, then come back in the shoes.
Perfect.
Do you think that'll be like all jokes aside? Do you think that will be an awkward interaction for you, especially if you ask him about how he goes to the bathroom?
Honestly, I don't know if that will be brought up at the wedding. I don't even know if I'm going to talk to this dude.
Yeah, right.
But if we do, Joey's a nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
It's true.
On the surface. So I'll be able to get away with it.
Yeah. I think if out of everyone I know, I reckon you'd be the person who would be able to get away with that conversation.
Probably trip and fall into a cake or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Say, I fell on my bottom.
That is little Timmy Clark.
That's me.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so... is there something you do that's weird? I'd like to know.
In
yeah.
the bathroom situation.
In the bathroom situation, yeah.
Nah, man, I just, you know, if I need to pee, I stand up. If I need to poo, I sit down. I go wash my hands in a mirror. I chant, you'll never make it in this world into the mirror 50 times. And then I'm out to live my life.
Like all of us. You know?
Do you and your girlfriend pee in front of each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Do you mean sick? Like sick? I'm doing the shockers.
No,
do you
it's
mean...
gross. My dick's all
I get really to... ill from it.
It's like the last bit of the toothpaste. And I don't drink enough water. It's all... gross.
What happened in that 10 minutes?
You're falling asleep to this.
Yeah, exactly. It's nuts. I think peeing in front of each other is a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, it's sharing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
One day we'll get to the point where I have to aim between her legs. But until then.
That's disgusting. And I also think that shitting in front of each other, I don't think that's ever a good thing.
No.
Yeah.
But I was with my ex for a very long time and I don't think we ever peed in front of each other.
Really?
Like we lived together for 9 years.
I guess there's no rule.
That's strange.
No, but I mean, there's a reason we're not together anymore. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I think if you weren't peeing in front of each other, then...
there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
But I also, like, there's probably not really a reason you need to.
Yeah.
Like, I guess...
we lived in a house that had 3 bathrooms and there were only 2 of us.
Yeah.
We definitely had no reason to pee in front of each other.
You had a reason to pee into one, stop halfway through, run to the other one.
Flashback.
And she still couldn't see you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great.
All right. So we want to talk comedy.
Let us. Timothy.
If you're listening to this podcast expecting comedy talk, what a fucking preamble to this.
No.
They keep talking about Nepal.
All right. We get it. He pees standing up and he shits sitting down. We get it.
Fuck. Imagine if it was the other way around.
Timothy Clark, you are a member of the exceptionally funny comedy troupe.
True.
Chimp Cop.
That is true. Chimcop by name, very much Chimcop by nature.
Perfect.
Actually, you just put a sketch up online, one of your first video sketch. Like you've put on, you've done online stuff before. Like there's been little
like
videos.
Trailers and stuff like that. This is our first like sketch.
Proper sketch, up, yeah. Which is probably one of the funniest things I've seen for such a long time.
Oh, thank you.
I've already stated on this podcast that I'm a big fan of
Chimcop. Yeah, she has. We had another Chimcop member, Adam Knox, on the podcast.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yes. Love you.
He didn't listen to it, remember?
Yeah, no, I know, but Vicky definitely did say that your show was the
I said it was
one?
My favorite, and favorite. I had to say that
I am joking around about me hating Noxy. He's a big part of our show. He's a big, big part of Chimcop. He is part of Chimcop.
Yeah.
He did walk past this room as we were recording and it gave me the finger as he was walking past.
He did. And then refused to come and say hi. It was real nice.
So yes, the Chimcop. If you
do, you guys pee in front of each other?
Yeah, me and Noxy all the time.
Perfect.
We sword fight.
Perfect. I knew you would. Mm. It seems like the type of thing you guys would do.
Yeah. Chimcop. If you haven't listened to the Noxy episode, like myself, is comedian Adam Knox and myself and Ben Vanell and Rosie Vanell.
The Vanells, we call them.
And we do a sketch comedy.
Ooh, sketch comedy.
I'd like to think of it as so wanky. Long form sketch comedy. We do little plays in the Melbourne International
Comedy
Festival.
So when people are like, oh, I'm coming to see your little play. Mm-hmm. With you, it's actually not an insult.
Big fucking play, dude. Big play.
Oh, you can do your little skits and your plays.
If anything, these skits are too large.
But you've done like mostly narrative sort of. When you say long form, you mean like long form. It's like
narrative shows.
Yeah, narrative shows, which it's like a bit different to most of the other stuff that sort of happens during the festivals. Well, at least in Melbourne.
Well, that's what we kind of wanted to start out with. We started out because the prototypical show we started out with was we didn't even have Rosie involved at the start. I'm not sure if you remember that show. It was me and Ben and Adam
Knox. I remember Donuts and Bananas.
No, actually, before then, we did a show called the Brief
History the Brief
of Comedy
History of,
in the Melbourne Fringe Festival 4 years ago at this point.
Yeah, that sounds right.
We were just good friends that liked each other, and we wanted to put on a sketch show, which was much more of a segmented sketch show.
Yep.
We went from like the start of time up until modern day and did sketches set in different time periods, which is a very loose idea for a show.
Yep.
And we could have individual sketches set in, you know, the medieval times, caveman times, or cavewoman, World War One, the future.
They're all the time periods.
All the times, those four.
That's all you've got.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, caveman, medieval, World War One, future.
Yeah.
That's it.
You've crushed it.
Yeah. Crusades, fuck off.
World War Two. Oh, I'm not going to deny that.
No.
Weird.
No one likes a sequel.
Fuck.
But yes, that started out and we had that idea and then we involved Rosie as well afterwards.
Yes.
Because we felt like it needed something else. We needed a fourth member because...
And you didn't want to be just another three dudes on stage?
Three white dudes, thank you very much.
Yeah, three white dudes on stage.
No, I'm on that. That's where got Rosie involved and the name Chimcop came out of a sketch we never did.
Great.
Called Good Cop, Chimp Cop. Where it's good cop, bad cop, but the bad cop is a chimp.
Perfect. Why did that never happen?
It was going to in the first one.
Yeah.
Like the first Chimcop show, Chimcop is a character we came up with who is a chimp who's a cop.
And that's
we never mentioned the fact that he's a chimp.
Yeah. I like the fact that it's always you.
Yeah, and it's me.
Yeah.
It's, like, stuck with it.
It's a part of you now.
It's a part of me, yeah.
Like everyone else plays various characters. Mm-hmm. Is that because you have no range?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
100%. I was also the only one willing to have a mustache.
That's right. That's good point.
Rosie's giving it a try, but no, I'm the only one who can pull it off.
Yeah. Well, because Knox has the beard. Like, he has a mustache, but it's like, I think I feel like he'd look weird without...
He's a coward who hides behind it.
Yeah. No, that feels right. Yeah.
But yeah, the first show was a very, a pastiche of cop shows. And we like to compare ourselves to The Naked Gun, which some people have compared us to as well. We think it's a bit dumber than that, but thank you very much for the comparisons either way.
That is how I sold your show during the festival, because I worked in a place where I got to tell people what to go see during the festival. And I was like, do you like Naked Gun? go see this one.
Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate
There's
it.
There's a lot of people on board with that, actually.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, shit, yeah.
It's a very popular yes. movie. Yeah.
Imagine.
It's great. So we started out with, you know, me playing the dumb police character. And we had a sidekick and there was a femme fatale and there was a corrupt chief. So it was very by the books. And the first show was kind of more, you know, segmented, as I mentioned before, kind of more based on sketch rather than plays. But from the second show onwards, we kind of wanted to form a longer show with twists and characters that we kind of learn a bit more about and make it less about wacky characters and wacky scenarios and more
an actual play.
Character-based, which I think is, you know, if you're listening to this before April 2018, which you shouldn't be. June 2018 is the podcast month. You should be listening to it then. We will be doing Comedy Festival next year with The Death of Chimp Cop, which I think is our most... we're hoping it be most character-driven show we've done.
Well, I'm super excited
if
for that.
If are you actually...
You die.
Oh, God.
Sorry?
Does Chimp Cop die?
We all do.
Great.
Sorry, wait, spoiler alert.
But, like, Chimp Cop's died before.
Chimp Cop has died at the end of every show we've done.
Exactly.
We don't give a shit about bringing him back.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Also, a chimp can't be a cop. Get real.
Get real.
If you're going to have a problem with that, come on, mate. That's fine.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of shows this year that have had a reoccurring theme of death. I'm not going to spoil other people's shows, but like...
Upcoming shows, do you mean?
Yeah.
2018?
Yep. Mm. I feel like it's going to be the death year.
Not my show.
Good. Mm. Everyone go see Tressida's show for uplifting
Thank
content.
Thank you.
Life begins in Nepal.
Oh, no.
That's pretty much it. Actually,
Jordal.co called it Nepaling.
I start the show doing a sun salutation.
Oh, God. No.
It's actually just like a comedy yoga class.
I'm not telling anyone to go to see a show.
If my thumb is a dog, it is pointed very much downwards.
Perfect.
That's really exciting. So do you think that the character-driven nature of the new show has come about because you all have like become more sort of like, I guess like, I want to say better, but for want of a better word, you've become like more interested in the character side of things as opposed to the writing side of things, or it's like a...
Is it a maturity thing? Is that
what
you're asking?
Yeah, like a... is this coming at a point where Chimp Cop as a group have sort of become more interested in character development, or is it just sort of randomly happened like this?
I think it definitely is the first part, because as I was saying before, the first shows, looking back at it, the characters, because it was our first, you know, cab off the ranks, where people didn't know what the fuck Chimp Cop was. I also don't know what it is, really.
No one does.
We had to play very broad characters. Like, it had to be a 70s Starsky and Hutch kind of comedy. There had to be, like, a suave sidekick. There had to be a femme fatale who turned out to be bad.
Yeah.
Fatale. That's probably why they're bad.
Yeah, it's going to be like, wait a minute. That's, like, the definition.
There had to be a chief who's just like, you got 24 hours to correct this case. But now this one, it's going to be that as well. But also more about this character, his personal life and neglecting kids while they're growing up.
There's
and
some
what it feels
subtext.
Like. Yeah, what we imagine it would be like to have a father known for being such a crazy, outlandish character.
Yeah.
But what that means for that. I'm giving so much backstory and gravitas to a guy called fucking Chimp Cop.
Yeah.
He's a dumb character.
But he does have a backstory now. Like, you've, like, the last two...
We have fleshed this out.
Yeah,
we
you really
do,
have.
We have definitely considered doing, like, a two-hour show where we smash everything together.
Yeah, I've spoken to a few of you about that before. All of you have said, like, that would be such a great idea to do.
Yeah, we definitely have plans to film it and release it as kind of like a...
Just burped straight into the mouth, the mic.
I mean, if we hadn't brought it up, it could have sounded like me just going...
It was so funny because the silent part of it, you turned away from the mic. And then the noisiest part of it, you turned to the mic.
That's called a vowel of silence, but thank you. Thank you for ruining that.
Great.
I'm sorry.
The veritable rat running across my mind.
Never ever give me shit for when I call you out on anything ever again. Because you do it to everyone.
I do not. Name one other person.
Okay, I can't right now.
Ha-ha! Suck it.
But I'm the person who edits this, so
fair.
I'll put something in.
Put that in.
Take it out, I feel.
Yeah,
I might. Just burping into the mic.
I might take it out. Is that what your burps sound like?
No, I wasn't burping at all.
So, yeah, I am giving a lot of gravitas and personality to a character that I'm talking about, as if everyone knows who it is. Mm. It's a stupid thing that we do, and but I love doing it. I love playing Chimp Cop, who is a very narcissistic, very egotistical person who is, above all things, very stupid.
So nothing like you at all.
What? I couldn't hear you. I was looking at all these monster trucks while I pissed my pants. But I'm sitting down.
Yep. Great.
Hilarious. And so you also do stand-up comedy.
You did your debut show this year.
I did. Yes, I did a show.
Very good. Tell us the title of that.
If you thought Chimp Cop was stupid. My show this year was called Bad Boy Comedy 69 at hotmail.com. A real email address I had to register.
Yeah, you did.
And like the only person who sent me some emails, I got two emails that wasn't just spam. Stop signing me up for Netflix. If you're the person doing that, stop doing that. I already got one. My girlfriend emailed me saying, "You're an idiot."
Great.
Love is in the air. Yep. And another one was someone I fired who sent me a selfie of them giving me the finger.
Great.
Saying, "You're an idiot," as well.
That's so good.
But when they sent the selfie, they sent it upside down.
Fuck, I love that a lot. Yeah. And it was just a random as well.
Just a random. Oh. I mean, they came to the show and they're a friend of a friend. Okay. So they're sending it in jest.
Yeah, right. Okay, because I was like, that's pretty brutal.
Pretty harsh.
Yeah. But like, if you had a fly at them and you sort of struck up a conversation, I would have been like, oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah. They didn't.
I would want to send you a finger of me sending, like, giving you the bird after I'd had a conversation with you for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
But it was great. Yeah, it was real fun.
We're very good. Don't give me that look, Emily. I love Tim.
Yeah. Everyone loves Tim.
Yeah.
Which is the name of my new sitcom.
Are you doing a new show?
Myself solo, probably not. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm doing one for next year's festival. Organizing venues this time, very hard.
Yeah, I'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think of myself. I took
a vow of silence.
I've got no imperative or drive to do one. I just don't have a good idea for it, I feel.
Yeah,
that's fair.
And
you don't have to do one every year.
I'm fine not doing one. I've got the Chimp Cop show, which I think we're going to put a lot more time into this one.
Really? Because you guys had put so much time and effort into the other ones.
We've got our posters done already.
Well, you have a designer in your group.
Nope, that's it. We've got the photos done. That's it. No title.
All right.
No idea of where it's going to be. Just put it out there. But you know what? We're going to make the audience do a bit of the work this time. You know?
That's not a bad idea for a poster.
I'm going to rebut that.
Yeah.
It is.
I feel like it's a terrible idea for your poster.
Yeah, I guess people just like to face it, hey? But if everyone in the world
If it just has a photo, it's just a photo.
No,
it's
if not it a had like poster. Emily Tressider and then like a line where they could like put whatever they wanted into it.
How would they know where you are though?
All the other details are a thing. So it would say where it is,
Well, then it's just a poster. What is the difference between...
They get to name it. So there's also like a whiteboard marker or whatever taped to the side of the poster and people can write whatever they want on it. But it would probably end up being like, Emily Tressider's a dickhead a lot.
I feel like that's probably one of the nicer things that might be put on it, yeah.
Mm. I mean, people know who I am, Vicky. They wouldn't call me anything worse than a dickhead, surely.
The best part is if they just left it, it just looks like you're on another vow of silence.
Perfect.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
So, to go back, I also do stand-up. What of it?
No, that was it. We're just putting it out there.
No, you're very, very funny. Very, very funny.
Thanks, guys.
Very, very
despite
funny.
Despite everything you've heard here. Yeah, I can spin a funny yarn.
The working at a glue factory. This is the...
Emily said glue, by the way.
Yeah.
Not clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I do work at a clue factory, by the way.
Tim has
take your break in the conservatory.
Oh, no.
Tim has a very, very funny bit about working in a glue factory. You got to see it. You got to see it.
I was like, why are you bringing it up? You can't really explain it.
I'm not going to.
That's the most visual bit I've got. Yeah.
And it's so funny. Anyway, true fun fact. Is it time? Alrighty.
All right.
Timothy Allen Clark.
She remembered. Wow.
Yeah.
It's good.
This is the hypothetical question. Yes, that is my name. Thank you all so much. Follow us.
No, wait. I've got one final question. No.
This is the section of the show we like to call Hypothetically Yes. Okay. I will ask you the same question that I asked Adam Knox, and then potentially another hypothetical if you haven't had enough fun, which I'm sure you already have.
Was the question, who is the weakest member of Chimcop? And may I guess his answer?
We did actually ask. We can ask that. So who is it?
What?
Who's the weakest member of Chimcop?
Physically weak or writing weak? Both. Because the answer is the same. I don't want to say that. What was the question you gave
Nosy? No. This isn't the hypothetical we gave Nosy, but we did ask him who the funniest member of Chimcop was. And he did say himself, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll say myself.
Yeah.
So...
anyway, it's not the...
So, hypothetically.
All right.
You are...
Sick.
Either...
All right.
Where you are right now...
Yes, I'll take that one.
Or...
Okay.
There is...
Am I helping?
No. Okay. You sound like continue. A mature age student. That's what you're doing right now. That's what you're doing.
Good.
Excuse me.
Raise your hand one more time, I dare you. Oh my gosh, that was so threatening.
Oh, fucking hell. Hypothetically, no.
Hypothetically, I'd like to leave right now.
All right. So I can either choose to be myself right now, here, loving life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or,
so you're where you're at right now, part of Chimcop, crushing it as you guys do. Or there is another group called Monkey Officer. Monkey Officer, right? And they're essentially exactly the same, but they're a little bit worse, like in terms of like they're a bit tackier.
They're hacky.
They're really hacky, but they're fucking huge. Yeah. Like they're internationally like huge. They like go to, I don't know, the Apollo. They're like doing like huge.
JFL invites.
Yeah. They're doing huge gigs and they're just like traveling everywhere and everyone fucking loves them and they're amazing. You're in that group, but you can never be in Chimcop again and you can't ever like have your relationships with any of the other Chimcop members.
But you're so rich.
And you're so popular.
Can I hypothetically have a question that's hard to answer?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's I'm sorry. I got to go with Monkey Officer.
Oh, it's a bait and switch. Imagine that, Timothy Clark. Fuck.
Okay, great. So it's exactly the same as Noxy.
I wasn't doing a bait and switch at all. 100%. 100 times out of 100. I'm taking...
Chimcop.
Yeah, sorry. I'm taking the Just for Last Festival over...
Really?
What the fuck kind of question is that? Of course I am. Yeah, sorry. Aww. I love those boys and girls, but...
Wait, so you're going to take Monkey Officer?
I'm taking Monkey Officer. Of course I am.
Wait, so you're saying that this is a really simple question because you're taking Monkey Officer and you're being serious?
Yeah, of course I am.
So it's not like Adam Knox at all.
No, Adam Knox did not choose that at all.
He chose Chimcop?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a fucking poor idiot, isn't he? He's a stupid... What a fucking idiot.
This is even better than a hot... I can't believe... This is a revelation.
I love it.
Oh, wow. Monkey Officer just got a new sketch. It's called Poor Idiot.
Okay. Well, shit. Okay.
Cool.
So you're taking Monkey Officer.
So Noxy chose Chimcop.
Yes.
Over going to... Well, how hacky are we talking about? You said just a little bit, yeah?
No, they're like hacky.
Even if it's fucking hacky, who gives a shit?
All right.
Cool. I am so glad.
Yeah, this has made me so happy.
Yeah, me too. It's so good.
Great.
Why did he choose Chimcop? That makes no sense.
Because he loves you guys.
Yeah, I love him too. We're talking hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
Me saying yes to this doesn't make me love them any less. Doesn't make me feel like I'm getting a couple of nods by people in the room here. This is a live episode.
I love that we both looked. Yeah. Like, what?
Okay, another hypothetical. Would you like one?
I mean, I feel like we want to keep talking about Monkey Officer.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Are we getting like sitcom deals out of this?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Fucking yeah, of course. Shouldn't we?
What if you didn't like the other people in Monkey Officer? Does it matter?
Then it's a fucking job.
Okay. Yeah, right.
I don't like anyone I work with.
Oh, brutal.
In my usual job.
Right. No, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Still.
Not in Chimcop, who I like 3/4 of.
Oh, he hates himself. I took the nice one. Right?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, let's go with that one. Of course you go, Monkey Officer.
Okay. Well,
yeah. All right. Well, okay.
Cool. What was Noxy's reasoning?
I just said he wouldn't want to betray you guys.
Betray away.
And he was like, his family.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got into a big discussion about his hypothetical family and all that
and
sort of stuff.
And how he wouldn't want to, like, sell out in, like, his family would know that he'd sold out.
No. He said, if I had a hypothetical family, if I had a family.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought you meant his parents, but you're talking about, like, an actual
family.
No,
if he had, like, a partner and kids, he said that he would probably do that because then other people would be...
benefiting.
Yeah, yes. He'd be able to support them.
Okay. If I had a partner and kids, D-I-V-O-R-C-Y.
Oh, wow, that's...
Because I am getting a divorcee.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm single and rich, baby.
Amazing.
Fuck.
All right, final question,
All right, final
Vicky.
Questions. Question we ask everyone. What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
Yeah, right.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
If I could be in Spider-Man or Chip, well, sorry, I got to go with Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's
I would be
enough.
Called the worst Spider-Man, but you know what? The worst Spider-Man is still richer than the best Tim Clark.
All right, cool. Speaking of Tim Clark, thank you so much for coming on Big and Am's Comedy Jams.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Tim. I had a lot of fun.
You have been
I was very stupid.
Yes.
But hey, baby, that's my brand.
I love that brand. And thank you so much for being a comedy gem and for being a great mate.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks much. All right.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.